Thanks for joining us. Today I'm speaking with Mark Ronan, who is the CEO and Managing Director of Adairs. Mark, really good to talk to you.
Thanks, Tom.
Speaking to you gives us a good opportunity to talk about a lot of things, but why don't we just kick off with what you're seeing as far as the retail environment is concerned. It's been an interesting 4 months, the period leading up to the election that was quite slow. Things have picked up since. How are you seeing things?
Yeah, pretty similar to that sort of general market sort of sentiment in that. We saw June being quite difficult as a month of trade post-election. Funnily enough, you know, we all thought that the election would kick things along and get to the other side of that. And we probably saw a couple of good weeks, but then June was quite a challenging month for the business, and we didn't deliver what we thought we could have delivered over there. And we think the consumer stepped out of the market for a little while, to be fair. But they've come back since. You know, July and August have both been pretty good months for us, and you know, delivered good like-for-like sales growth over those couple of months. So I think the consumer, I still think the consumer's pretty robust. I think they're out there, and if you're putting good product in front of them, they're prepared to come and spend. But you've got to be putting good product in front of them and giving them a reason to shop rather than just thinking you can dish up what you've maybe dished up before. You know, you've got to be innovative and making sure that you're showing them something new.
Absolutely. Do you get any line of sight into what their pain points are or what's keeping them out of the stores at least?
Not really. I think what we're seeing is that a lot of people, there's a lot of competing priorities for people. Yeah. And, you know, we're seeing that more and more people considering themselves time poor and lots of other things to be doing at the same time. So I think, you know, retailers have to be prepared that we're now competing with a lot of entertainment and those sorts of things. Once upon a time, walking around a shopping centre was considered something to do on a Saturday afternoon. Yeah. And now there's other things for customers to be doing in that sense. And we think that customer's probably getting less and less. So what you've got to be doing is making sure you're interacting with your customers and getting access to them more direct, you know, which we've done through our loyalty program, and enabling that more direct conversation to encourage them to come in and give them reasons to come in rather than thinking that they're just going to wander through the shopping centre on an afternoon and hopefully pop into your store.
Yeah, exactly. So whatever you're doing seems to be working because, you know, compared to what we're seeing in terms of retail sales, your numbers are much better in terms of top line growth. Yep. Step us through what you think the major points have been there.
Yeah, so we had a good year last year and that really comes back to executing well on our strategies. What we've been focused on is delivering a broader range of product to the customer. So if you think about range expansion, and once upon a time Adairs was very much known to selling, you know, sheets and towels and bedding and bathroom type products, but more and more we've got this aim to decorate more of a customer's home and furnish more of their home. So things like cushions and throws, wall art, occasional furniture, and into other categories that help us expand the product range for the customer and give them more reasons to shop with us, which also dovetails into our larger stores and giving them a format where they can actually see how it all comes together, growing the basket size and ensuring they get the look that they want when they take it home, rather than actually being perhaps disappointed, I just bought this bit, but it doesn't look like what I thought it was going to. So how do our team help them put it all together? So, you know, that's an important part of, I guess, the extra bit of growth that comes out of Adairs, rather than just relying on selling more sheets and more towels. Now, the positive thing is we did that as well, so we sort of got growth out of our core categories. But our range expansion strategy has really helped us make sure that we continue to drive that customer experience and drive the top line sales growth.
Okay, and so is that that expansion, was that a reflection of the margins giving you some headwinds?
A little bit. There's always an opportunity in there that when you go into categories, you get some things right, some things wrong, and as you grow. But really, a lot of that that margin challenge last year came from the currency decline. You know, that definitely hurt the business a little bit over the year. And with that, we just didn't react quickly enough in terms of actually managing that gross margin line in terms of going back to suppliers and working with them on improving the pricing we could get from them and even passing some of these price increases through to customers. You know, so we think this year we've got a good plan in place to manage, obviously, a continuing challenging Australian dollar environment with gross margin expansion plans before the dollar in terms of both price increases and working out how we work them through the market, and also working with our suppliers to get a better cost price on the product coming in the first place.
You mentioned being able to pass on price increases. You must approach that really gingerly.
Yeah, it's always a challenging. The Australian consumer is particularly focused on value.
Yep.
They think value is important. But I think you can describe value in many different ways. Price isn't necessarily the key part of value. And if you think about our market, you know, there's a number of players in homewares that are sitting at much lower prices than someone like Adairs. So what we have to do is really educate our customers on why the price is the price that it is and the quality of the product that you're getting. Because I think retailers need to remember it's not just about gross margin, but over the years, you know, if you think about the last 3 to 5 years, you've got rent increases every year if you're part of the leasing cycle within there. Well, the wages go up every year in terms of that, and as a business focused on providing good customer service, you know, our response to wage increases is we have to work out how we grow the store sales rather than cut the wages out of the store and reduce hours, because ultimately what we want to do is provide a good customer experience, and we think our store team are really important to delivering that.
The store team is one thing. Online sales, that's just cracking along at a great pace, isn't it?
Fantastic last year. We grew online sales by 42%, which is a terrific year, and continues our focus on an omni-channel business and how we continue to drive the business both online and in store. And that's the working together of our marketing teams to drive the loyalty program. Obviously, there's always search engine marketing and search engine optimization, but I think it also comes back to the way we've put the website together and thinking about the experience online and how we help customers get the look and feel that they want by shopping online rather than having to work through a laundry list of products, and how we try and encourage them to buy the look and show them how this is going to go together in their house and what they need to do and what they need to purchase to get that entire look in their house. So, you know, the online piece has been a really good part of the business, and we see continued upside in online and in the next little while as we push towards 100 million in revenue.
Right, so that makes up just under a fifth of your overall sales online. So where are you aiming for in terms of that endpoint?
Well, it's a great question. We certainly look at it more on where do we think we take online as sort of a top line number rather than what that is as a percentage of the overall business. I mean, any business growing online at 42%, we'd love to grow stores at 42% as well and keep it where it is. It's probably quite unrealistic. But so our immediate target is how do we take online to 100 million over the next couple of years, and then what that is as a percentage of sales will depend on the success we get out of our store network. But you know, that would probably see it crack through the 20% mark, which would see us pretty best in class in terms of a specialty retailer in Australia. There's a few guys doing a bit more than that, but you know, I think we're ahead of the curve on online and how big it is as part of our business, and we've got good opportunity to keep growing it.
When you look out over the next 12 months, what do you see as the biggest challenges to the business?
Well, the biggest challenges are obviously we've got the AUD and making sure that these price increases that we spoke about briefly, how they pass through to customers and can we get them away and make sure that all the customer doesn't feel like they're not getting the experience and the value in the product that they expect for the price they've got to pay. So that's an important part of the business to get through. Otherwise, I think for us, it's just managing a continually optimizing that store portfolio, but then the last part is supply chain and how we continue to build a supply chain that supports what is an evolving business model when you think about how fast online is growing and how we need to support that online business and the difference in the supply chain for an online order versus a traditional store order and the speed at which that's moving. That certainly caught us on the hop last year, and that's something we're going to have to manage quite carefully over the next few years.
Mark, it's always good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.